Monday, September 18th, 2006. Hi, this is Dan Weinstein, and as I'm making this CMAP here, I moved to make a recording for you. I wanted to see if I could make this recording, save it as an MP3, put it online, and link it to our collaborative map, because it seemed to me that this would be a good way to convey directions to Jill, if she can't be in class today, and just to have those directions there for us to refer to in the future. So I'm not going to talk for a long time. I'll try to keep this under 5 minutes, but I just wanted to lay out my vision for our use of this map. Okay, my vision for our use of this map goes like this. Initially, what I thought we would do is read our sources, blog about our sources, come up with key concepts from our sources, and then as we talk to each other, decide which concepts are most interesting to us. So instead of taking all of our concepts and putting them on the map wholesale, which is the first thing that I thought we might do, just take all of our concepts and dump them all right there in the map, I think what might be better is if we come to some decision based on a shared sense of what we're writing about, what our question will be, what the main question that we'll be answering through our article that we're writing together will be, what concepts seem most fruitful, which ones jump out at you from the list of concepts that you've made about your sources. And then I think we should put those concepts down and make note of what sources inspired them. Okay, so we can go back to the source. It might be a good idea if there's a specific passage, a bit of language in a source that in particular suggested to you a certain concept that you put on your list, that you copy that down somewhere, maybe blog it or put it in a note that you keep in your scrapbook inside Firefox, but make that, say that. Maybe we should make a space on the map to store those snippets that suggested the concepts. That way, we can trace our way back to the source. Now, the next thing you know, I want to do is get those concepts from the different sources to talk to each other, or try to see how different sources address the same concept, and just in conversation with you, work that out. And lastly, I guess I want us to do something original, come to some original synthesis of the information from the different sources, using those concepts as focal points or nodes to connect the associations to sources and our own associations, our own thoughts about what those concepts mean in relation to the question that we're answering in the article that we're writing together. So that's what I'm thinking right now as far as our use of this map. And I think, you know, we should see what develops. I've made rectangular objects and elliptical objects for the map. I've used annotation for storing my initial list of concepts from all my sources, and then, you know, I thought that would be handy. Then we'd have the annotations there to draw from. We can pick and choose among the concepts the ones that seem most suggestive. So, okay, I think that's all I'll say for right now, and I'll see if I can get this online and linked to the map. Okay, bye-bye.